And if the tamaracks, and I'd prefer they use, then if they find, if there's lots of, if there are lots of poplar, there's two kinds of poplars, eh? There's one that are rough, the bottom. They have a gray skin. And the other poplar is the one that have white skin, very slender, and they got the smaller leaves. The other one's got the bigger leaves. So this smaller leaves, they call it apisipakus. They're usually very nice. The tree is very nice. And when it dries, it's really durable. It's heavy. But you don't find those readily in any place. You only find them up the river about 100 miles or so. In Kishatsuan, you could find them very easily, almost right up to the mouth of the river. But in my area, in Hudson Bay, no, you don't find those things. Only those with the other guy. The other guy. Asatiek, we call them. Asatiek. The one that are rough with the big leaves. But the fine, small leaves, we call them apisipakusak. They're the ones that are preferred. They are very easy, straight, and very easy to cut. And they're strong. The other one are strong, too. The one that with the big leaves. But for some reason, they don't use them very much. So these are the materials that can be used for a canoe. So whoever wants to make a canoe, only after he decides, well, I'm going to use the poplar trees, then he goes to that area where he knows it is. And that's where he makes his canoe. And it's all around him. And you could also use the park, you know, for your covering if there's no before the canvas. But now the canvas is very easy. There was a man in Winnesk where I came from. His name was William Mack. Mack? Actually, his first name was Ashokamek. Changed his name into Mark. Okay. So William makes two canoes in his lifetime, at least two canoes. All exactly the same thing he did, just buy only the canvas and the paint. Goes out there, come back home with a brand new canoe. So they made the canoes that long ago, before the canoes were plenty, before the Hudson Bay began to have lots. So we began to have those Hudson Bay canoes, they call them chestnut canoes. They're the best canoes, that preferred canoes that are made. There are many other brand names, but they're the ones that last longer, those chestnut canoes. Wherever they were made, they were the best canoes for us. So that's the way the canoe is all about. And people used to do that where hauling the goods. Now, let's get back to these people who haul the Hudson Bay goods in the James Bay and Hudson Bay area. We have already talked a little bit about York Factory, but I don't know so much about that because I never grew up there. My wife grew up there, and she heard the story, but like I say, it was in her, and she didn't see it as anything. What do you call it? Take it for granted. Never really cared much about what was there. But in James Bay and Hudson Bay area, where I stay, I have heard some people talk about in Kishatsuan was the next Hudson Bay company activity. The Kishatsuan was important. I don't know for sure exactly. We'll find this out in Hudson Bay, guys, okay? I could be wrong. I know it's York Factory, and then I think it's Kishatsuan, and then Moss Factory, and then Fort Severn in this area. And then across there, it's about the same. So Kishatsuan was an important thing after the Hudson Bay Company find a nice natural harbor in James Bay. There's an island there they call Charlton Island.